right, everybody, you're in the exercise room now, so you're gonna have to get ready and push.
Oh.
And back.
Oh.
And work it. Ah. And rest. Oh. Okay, everybody, you're doing great.
Well, so you're reasonably fit, you're reasonably healthy, and you generally feel pretty good about yourself. But you wouldn't mind firming up a little bit, say, losing some weight, especially before the festive season and its socialising and indulging kicks in. What you eat and drink affects your weight, of course, but how much does exercise help, and especially what kind of exercise? Kasaal Gunawardena is a sports physiotherapist and a regular here in Life Matters in the exercise room. Kasaal, now you want to talk about the role that strength training can play, not only in boosting muscle mass and overall health, but also decreasing your fat stores. First of all, just remind us, what is strength training?
Amanda, strength training is where there's three types of muscle in the body. There's skeletal muscle, cardiac muscle, and called smooth muscle. So the cardiac muscle and smooth muscle, we don't have any control over. It happens automatically, like the heartbeat. It happens automatically. Skeletal muscle, which we have voluntary control over, is what we can train and use to improve strength on. And how that works is, we create when we do strength training or resistance training, we create these tiny little micro tears in the muscle,
yeah,
which then build up strength.
But what is strength training?
Strength training is the use of resistance on the muscle to build it up.
So you're talking about lifting weights, are you?
Sometimes you don't even have to lift weights. You don't, you know, traditionally people think you need to go to the gym or lift some kind of, some kind of weight to improve. You can use your body strength to get this done.
So, you know, that's things like push-ups and sit-ups.
Push-ups, sit-ups are very good examples where you're using the body weight to achieve it.
Yeah. What about things like, say in yoga when you're doing the down-facing dog pose? I mean, you sort of, you're on your own hands and feet. Would that classify as strength training?
In certain aspects, yes. In certain aspects, no. When I talk about strength training, you need to do something repetitively to improve that. But there are areas where things like isometric strength training, where you're providing a force where your body or the joint is not moving through space, but you're still making that muscle contract.
Right, so, and it's weight-bearing.
Weight-bearing,
okay.
Yes.
Okay. So what, broadly speaking, before we just get onto the role of strength training and weight loss, what broadly speaking are the other benefits of it?
With the strength training, the benefits, there's a condition called sarcopenia, which the human body goes through after the age of 30, where muscle cells are replaced by fat cells. Now, that happens naturally.
So depressing.
Yeah, look, it is depressing, but the best news is you can actually improve muscle cells right up until the day you die. So as you age, you replace these fat cells with muscle cells.
And if you do strength training.
If you do strength training. And I think that's the main benefit. And then this reduces the chance of fractures. It also increases metabolic rate. It corrects levels of insulin. Also, it makes you feel good because endorphins are released, which is the feel-good hormone. And overall, we have found that there's improvements in memory, learning, and knowledge.
Yeah. Okay. It can do so much. There is this new research too that's come out of the University of Sydney. It was published last week, that's saying that strength training, like push-ups and sit-ups, if you do those sessions a couple of times a week, could actually ward off an early death. What do you make of that?
This was a very good study done by Emmanuel Stamatakis at the University of Sydney. We're very excited to see this because it was a huge study. 80,000 people, and the research was conducted over 90 years. So they tracked these people. 9 years. Sorry, 80,000 people over 9 years.
Right.
And they found, this study is very good because it's found that there was a decrease level of cancer-related deaths, which previous studies hadn't found. And the other thing
was, strength training reduces cancer.
Well, yes, the chance of cancer deaths, it's very exciting. And as I said previously, that research wasn't available.
Okay. All right, let's get on to perhaps less dramatic, but interesting nevertheless, weight loss with strength training. I mean, not everyone wants or needs to lose weight, but if you do want to lose a bit, how can strength training help you to do that?
There are five things that strength training does, and it works together. The first thing is the muscle cell metabolism works better with, say, the muscle cell metabolism works better than fat cell metabolism. It helps burn up more energy when we have more muscle cells. Strength training also creates this afterburn effect where once you continue burning energy, or when you stop exercising, it'll continue to burn energy for you. It also releases, it also decreases the release of the hunger hormone, which is called ghrelin, and suppresses hunger for you. So as you do more strength training, it gets that working for you. Also, as I said before, there's an endorphin release, so you feel good, your mood improves, and that improves, that research has shown to improve metabolism as well. And overall, cohesively, all the body systems start working properly, the muscles, the heart and the lungs.
I'm Amanda Smith. This is Life Matters with sports physio Kasaal Gunawardena talking about strength training, its relation to weight loss and its benefits in general. And hey, look, if you've taken up any kind of strength training, are there differences that you've noticed in your body? You can post on Facebook, just search ABCRN Life Matters. We have a text come in, Kasaal. Does swimming count as strength training?
Overall, it is an endurance-based exercise, but because you're pushing your arms and legs through water, you are creating some form of resistance. So you could classify it as an endurance-based exercise more than strength training, but the benefits are very good when it comes to using swimming.
All right. With strength training, is it true that, well, let's go back, actually, because you mentioned that term, the afterburn effect. That's what I want to know more about. This is about how your muscles are activated with strength training to burn energy. Is that right?
Yes, that's right. So the afterburn effect, it's classified as the excess post-exercise oxygen consumption, which means, in shortened form, EPOC. What it does, it's the amount of energy you burn up after you stop exercise. And the studies have shown that it could continue burning energy in your body for up to 24 hours after you stop the exercise. And the benefits of that, depending on how intense you are doing the exercises, and there are studies showing, you know, it's related to your age, height, weight, and so on. So, but still, anywhere up to 24 hours, you continue the cells continue to work for you.
All right, let's just talk a little bit more about as you age. That what was that weird word?
Sarcopenia.
Oh right, okay. I don't like the sound of that. But certainly, as you age, your mobility and strength does start to decline. What if you can't, say, do a push up or a squat? What sort of strength training is going to work for older people?
When we do grow older, the mobility in our body, so the range that we have access to, goes down. But what we can do is modify the exercise to get the same benefits. Now, if I talk about people doing push-ups, traditionally you think, oh, I'll get on the ground, hands, and then you're exercising. But you can still get the same effects by doing a push-up against a wall.
Yeah.
So as an older person, if balance is an issue, you can't get off the ground, you can actually do push-ups against the wall and still get the benefits of that for your arms.
So it's just finding ways to modify.
Modify it, and also use other avenues like hydrotherapy. Mm.
Aquaerobics?
Aquaerobics is very good. And, you know, whatever you do in the water, as long as the water level's at chest height, 70% of your body weight's off, which means that those joints and muscles can work.
Is that actually more effective than swimming, relating back to that earlier question?
In terms of just using it as a strength program, yes. Mm-hmm. But if you do it in combination, wow, you'll get a lot of benefits.
That's the other thing I do want to know. To lose weight, to lose body fat, do you still need to complement the strength training with some kind of cardio?
Yes. And traditionally, once again, the old school thinking was to do strength training 2 to 3 times a week plus adding 2 sessions of cardio. What we have found now is that you need to do three lots. So there's the low intensity exercise, which we classify as 10,000 steps per day. Two lots of moderate level exercise per week. So that would be classified as your weight training. So 2 to 3 times a week. And then only 6 minutes of high intensity training. But you only have
per
to do
day.
That. No, that's only 6 minutes a week.
All right. Okay.
So if you do that, the body starts working in such a way that your metabolic rate increases. You lose weight, but the health benefits are greater.
Kasal Gunawardena is a sports physiotherapist. As always, Kasal, great to get your expertise here in the exercise room. Thank you.
Thank you, Amanda.
And if you've noticed some changes, if you've taken up a form of strength training, what are the differences you have noticed it's brought on for you? Have you come up with some creative ways of doing strength training? I'd be very interested to hear that. Get in touch on Facebook. I'm Amanda Smith. You're listening to Life Matters.